Well, we hope and pray everybody's doing well. I got a text from Carol Morgan the other day, and Hannah and Courtney are both starting back at Florida High this week. So we know we stay in touch with them. We see some of you on Facebook once in a while. I don't really do that much Facebook, but every time Miss Judy sees a post from one of you, she lets me know. And so I know you're doing well. And we're also hoping and praying that you're getting the youth message. We miss you, and we would like to be able to someday be able to get back together in person. So wanted to share that with you. An important thing coming up at church this week is homecoming. And usually in homecoming, we get together and also eat, but we can't do the eating portion, but we can celebrate homecoming. I know a lot of you celebrate homecoming in school, and it's just a special time to come back to a place that's been very important to you. But I wanted to share with you this morning about being invited to a feast. Now, homecoming, but we can't do the feast. But did you know there's a story in the Bible about the great feast in Matthew chapter 22? But let's pretend, since I don't have you here in person, but let's pretend that I have an envelope here, and I have an invitation, and I have a postage stamp, and I want to invite you to a feast, a special party, and I have the invitation, I have an envelope that I'm going to address, and I'm going to put the invitation in the envelope, and I'm going to put it in the mailbox. And you know, wait a minute, preacher. You can't do that. Why? Well, there's no stamp on it. Well, I wanted you to pretend with me today for a moment. But let's pretend that I'm going to have a real big party. And I want to invite you. And if I do have a real big party, I can guarantee you'd be invited. So how would I send the invitation? Yeah, I'd mail it to you in a letter, right? Well, I guess you could in modern day and time send an email, but there's something about getting a letter in the mail. I don't care how old you get. I don't care how old that you get. No, with modern technology, there's something about getting a handwritten letter or a handwritten invitation. Amen? Okay, so here we go. We got the address on it, as I told you, and I put the invitation in the envelope, and then I'm all set to send it out. No, I didn't put the stamp on it. I can't send out an invitation like that because you wouldn't get it. The post office would return it to me because it doesn't have a stamp on it. Well, that's the way things are when you get an invitation. Because like with this invitation, the stamp shows that you paid for the mail. And after you put the stamp on it, then the post office will go ahead and deliver the invitation. Well, in Matthew chapter 22 is the story about the great feast. And it's a story that it's about a very, very special invitation. You see, God invites us to be a part of His kingdom. He invites us all, every last one of us. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, you are a human being and you are invited to God's kingdom to live with Him and live His life's plan for us. And He put a very special postage stamp on that invitation. You know who? Yeah, Jesus. I bet you never thought of Jesus as a postage stamp, did you? Well, Jesus came to this earth to deliver God's invitation to us. Special delivery, if you would. Because He wanted to tell us that God loves us. And God wants us to be a part of His family. And just like that postage stamp shows that the price of the mail had been paid for, Jesus tells us that He's already paid the price for what? Our sins. You know, the Bible says that there could not be any forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. But when God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to forgive our sins, you know what He had to do? He had to shed His precious blood. that allows us to be directly into the throne of grace for all of God's grace and love and forgiveness, and more importantly, eternal life. Because when we leave this world, and most of us will, and when we get old, we'll pass away, as they say, but if we have Christ in our heart, we go right into the throne of grace. Eternal love and eternal life. That's what it means to be a part of His family. You have been invited to a wonderful, wonderful time to be in heaven with Jesus. Amen. Well, I hope and pray you're all doing well. Please stay in touch. Send Tina 2, Travis, Carol Morgan. Send them a note or send them a text. They'd love to hear from you. And may God add His blessings to all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.